Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Pei Beis. We are up to Siv Vav. We are on the last line of page 500. So the Mechaber says in Siv Vav, Kol Zman She'ein Ha'eino Yehudi Chozer Bo Mo'el HaSchirus. So we continue our discussion of Schiras Rishus. So if they rented out the Rishus from a Goy, so that Schiras Rishus will continue so long that the Goy doesn't back out of it. V'afil l'zman meruba, one Schiras Rishus can last a long time, so long he doesn't back out of it. The Rama says, V'eino yachol lachzor mischiraso ad sheyachzer hadomin. And if the Goy does want to back out of the Schiras Rishus, it doesn't help until he gives back the money. So we have one point in the Mechaber, one point in the Rama. Again, the Mechaber says, so long the Goy is not Chozer, the Schiras continues. And the Rama says one point, that if he decides to be Chozer, he has to give back the money. So says the Mishabura Sif Kadon Chav Gimel, Kol's man she'ina nachri, Mayri she'sochru mimenu bistam. Sif Vav is talking about a case where the Jews did Schiras Rishus Stam without any Zman that was stipulated. Velo Pirishum Zman. They didn't make any time frame, they just did Schiras Rishus. The East Sachru Lizman Yadua. Because if they did the Schiras Rishus for a certain time, then the din is, because Sha'over Hazman Tzarech Liskor Shenis B'chalinyan. Then once the Zman ends, they would have to do a new Schirus, no matter what. Kemavur B'sif Sha'acharzah. That case will be discussed in the next Sif. The kodem sha'over hazman einu yochel lachzor b'shum inyan, and before the zman ends, he cannot back out no matter what. So the Mishabura says in the first point that we're discussing over here in Sevav, where it was a stam schirus, and therefore it continues. However, if it was for a zman, that will be the next sif, and then the halacha is that it stops when the zman ends, and he can't back out in the middle of the zman. Sif katon chavdal v'afilu zman meruba. So again, when it's a stam schirus, it keeps going on even for a long time. Kevan shelo pirish zman b'schirus. Since a time was not stipulated during the schirus, mahani kol zman she'eno chozer ha'at. So it continues so long that the Goy does not back out of it explicitly. But if a Goy wants, the Goy can choose to back out of the Schirus even after the first Shabbos and now make it also going forward. Since the Schirus was only done stam in a general way, so the Goy can say to the Jew, I only had Kavana for one Shabbos, here's your money back and I'm out. Sifkaton Chav Hei. The Rama said that even though it's true, like the Mechaber said, the Goy can back out whenever he wants since it was a Stam Schirus, however, it doesn't work until he gives the money back. Rotzalomer, Demasha Manu Da'achar Shabbos HaRishon Yochol Ha'akam Lachzor, says the Mishabur in Sifkaton Chav Hei. Even though we said before that after the first Shabbos the Goy came back out of it, Hainu Dafko Kashemachzer Hadamim, that is only if he returns the money. The Im Lo Kain, because if not so, he doesn't return the money. Yochol HaYisrael Lomar Lo, the Jew can say to the Goy, Anochi Kivanti Liskor Mimchor Al Kama Shabbosos, I had Kavana to rent from you for many Shabbosos. Ve'aldas Kain Osati Lochod Me Aschirus, and with that in mind, I gave you the money for the Aschirus, you can't just back out of it. Ubekigon Zehikil. And in such a case, the Chachamim are lenient in the place of a Goy. She'enu yochel le'asar lov. So if the Goy wants to back out of it at any time, he may, but he must return the money. However, Zokta Mishabur Vaiter, the Harbei Chokim Azeh, many argue on this Ramah, Ule Divreim, and according to their words, Yochol Ha'akum Lachzor Achar Shabbos Rishona Afilu Belo Chazor Asdomim. They argue with the Ramah, and they say after the first Shabbos, the Goy came back out, even without returning the money. The Kevan Delo Pirish L'Kama Shabbosos, since it was not stipulated for how many weeks, Yochol Omer, the Goy can say, Lo Kivanti Ela Al Shabbos Echas, and he can back out of it even without returning the money. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, Im Sochrum Beha'eno Yehudi Lizman Yadua. Again, Sifov was talking about a Stam Schirus, and Sif Zion, like we mentioned before, is talking about a Schirus Lizman. So the Goy rented out his Rishus to the Jew for a set time. Look at Sheyich Lazman, when that Zman ends, so the Schirus is out, over. Tzorach Lachzor Veliskor Sheinus. You have to go back and do a new rental. Vitzorach Lachzor La'ariv. Says the Shulchan Aruch, not only have you go do a new Schiras Rishus, But because the Schiras Rishus ended, your Eruv is over also. So we have to do a new Schiras Rishus, and then you have to make a new Eruv. The Ein Eruv Rishon Chozer V'Neyor, the original Eruv you made, does not go back and reawaken when you do the new Schiras Rishus. You first do a new Schiras Rishus, and then you have to make a new Eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadon Chavov, look at Sheyich LaHazman Tzaruch, when the Zman ends, you need a new Schiras. Afilu Im Ein Ha'akum Chozer Bo. In Siv Zayin, where the time ended, so even if the guy doesn't back out of it, it's over. The Me'elov Nisbatel Schiris Arishona. Because on its own, the first Schiris, which was timed, ends. Upashet Afilu Im Yomer Lo Ha'akum. It's obvious that even if the guy says to the Jew, Shu Misratze Gamal Haba, he's relaxed about it. He says, I don't mind the Schiris continuing. Gam Kein Lo Mahani. It will not help. Ache Yiskor Mimenu. There's a time, and it ends no matter what. The guy can't end it earlier. The guy can't end it later. Because the time is a time. And that, if it ends, it ends. You have to do new Schiris. Even if the guy says, I don't care. Says the Taz. Kosova Taz. Im Socher Me'akum. If you rented Rishus from a guy, it's talking about for a Zman, like we're discussing over here. Umes. And during this man, the guy dies. V'hiniach yoresh, and he left over someone who inherits his house. Ein mo'el ma'ashe sochu min amorish. Says the Taz, the fact that you did schiras rishus from the father does not continue on with the son. The oz nisbatel koach haschiras. When the one who did the schiras dies, the bittel happens of the schiras is done. To ha'afilu b'chayev motzi l'mahadir bei. Because even when the father was alive, if he wanted, he could back out of it. Adkan l'shono, that is lashon of the Taz. Even though it sounds unlike we were saying before. Because we're saying over here that if the father wanted, he could have backed out of it. We said it's not true during the Zman. But that is the Chiddush of the Taz. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'zehu l'shitasar le'el shekasa b'sifav. This is the Taz l'shitasar that we did not discuss previously, but he argues in Sifav, and he says, Da'afilu b'soch Zman yochol achzer. Even during the Zman of the Schiras, the guy can back out of it if he wants. Aval, Lufi Mashe Skimu Ha'achronim Shom, but according to what the Achronim agree over there, the Besoch Hazman Eino Yochol Lasser B'Shum Inyan, the guy cannot back out in the middle of his man no matter what. So Im Kain if so Afilu Meis, even if the guy who did the Schirus dies, Lo Nisbatel has Schirus, the Schirus does not become Batel, the Afilu HaYoresh Omeino Moche, even if the one who inherits is standing and screaming, he doesn't want the Schirus, it's not his choice, it was done for his man by the father, it continues till the end of his man. V'chein kosav el yirabah v'od habri achronim. So writes el yirabah and other many achronim write the same thing. Me, however, b'socher mimenu stam umes. Till now we're discussing again a case where you rented it lizman. So then we have a machlokas the Taz and the other achronim. But if you rented it to the guy stam as a general rental and you didn't stipulate a time, so then mistabru the nisbatel memeila haschirus. Then it makes sense to say that if the guy that did the schirus dies, that's going to nullify the schirus. Ukedivri ataz like the Taz. Va'afilu ma'yoresh yomer shemisratze b'mesha asa'ovid. Even if the yoresh says, I want the schirus of my father to continue, mistabru the lo mahani achiyasur v'yuskar v'menu. It's logical to say that it doesn't automatically continue. They'd have to do a new schirus, because when the one who does the schirus dies, it ends. It was a stam schirus, and therefore the son would have to go ahead and make a new schirus. Sivkoton chav zayin v'tzorach lasser la'arev. Again, back to our case of the mechaber. The mechaber had said if you rented the house from the goy for a set time, when the time ends, you have to go back and do a new schirus, and you also need a new eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the mikavon shen nisbatel haschirus, since the rental is batel, so memeilo nisbatel ha'eruv, so automatically the eruv is batel as well. The ein eruv moel b'mekom akum, an eruv never helps in the place where there is a guy living. V'lo amrinan achar kach d'kish esachru meha'akum, and we don't say that afterwards when they re-rent from the guy. Yehei ha'eruv harishon chozev in there. We don't say that the original eruv comes back and reawakens, and therefore it is done. Says the mechaber Vayter Sifches. Im sachru meha'enu Yehudi lizman yadua. If they rented from the guy for a set zman, ubesoch hazman hisker ha'enu Yehudi dirasu la'acher. And during the zman of the schirus, the guy goes ahead and rents out his dira to someone else. So dai b'schirus harishon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if I rented the house of a guy, I did schirus hashus. During the zman of the schirus, he rents it to someone else. That's fine. It doesn't affect me. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh Chavches. Lizman yadua. Diok the Mishabura makes Miloshon Zemashma from the language of the Machaber that he says we made it Lizman Yadua, then it carries on to the next person. That's Mashma Dim Sochar Mimenu Stam. That if I only rented it from the Goy Stam, the Skiro Laacher, and then he rented his Rishus out to someone else, Tzorich Liskor Measochar Asheni, I would in fact have to go and rent it from the one who rented it from the Goy. Only if I did it Lizman Yadua, then it carries over, but if I did it Stam, the Mashmo says I would have to do a new Skiris. Said Katon Chavtes. Again, I rented it from the Goy for a Zman Yadua, and during that time, you rented it to someone else, I don't have to do anything. Not only if he rents that house to someone else, but if he sells the house to someone else, the Schirus continues as well. The reason is, when I rented from the Goy, even for a day, that's considered like a sale. I bought the rights, I had the Schirus Ashush, which is like a sale. He can't then go ahead and sell what he gave to me to someone else. So Mamela, my Sriras Rashus continues even by the new owner. However, the Mishavur ends up and says, V'yesh machmirin b'mochar. Some are machmir, and they say if in fact the guy sold it to someone else, that's already a different story. So when it comes to a Sriras, from the first person who did the Sriras Rashus to me, he rents his house to someone else, there everyone agrees that the Sriras that I have to him continues to the new person. But if he sells the house to someone else, so then already it's going to be machlokas. Some say it will still continue because it was like a sale to me. You can't undo my sale when you sell to someone else during that time. And some say no, once he sells it, that's already a whole different story. And then I would have to do a new Sriras Rashus from the new purchaser of the house. Let's see one more sif test. Chamisha hadorim b'chatzer. You have five Yisraelim living in one chatzer. So echad socher meheinu Yehudi b'shul kulam. All you need is one person to do schirash yosef on the guy for everyone, and it's good. So you have five people living in the chatzer. Even though when it came to bitul rishus, if you want to mevatel to one person, all four to mevatel the fifth person. If you're doing Schiras Rishus on the Goy, one Yisrael doing Schiras Rishus is good enough for everyone. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamed, Bishvil Kulam, Hainu, She'ein Tzarech Kol Echad Ve'echad Liskar Memenu. Not every person has to rent for the Goy. Elokevan She'sachar Echad Mehen. Just once one of them rents the Rishus on the Goy, Memelo Hutru Kulam, it becomes mutter for everyone else to carry and to use the existing Eruv. One very important note over here that we'll read part of it, note number 49. Uschirus zu shesochra yochid. In this case, where there are a bunch of people living there, and one does the schiras rishus, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, she'ein tzarech lefarish bo shesochra avur kulam. If I'm doing the schiras rishus and there's five Jews living there, I do not have to say during the schiras that I'm doing it on behalf of everyone. Elo hu socher latzmo. All I have to do is a regular rental for myself. V'kevan shekulam ma'arvin yachad. And since all the Jews there had an erev together, hareim ki ish echad. They're all considered like one ish, and they're allowed to carry. And the Chazanish explains, why is it that one person doing a regular Sriras Rishus just for himself helps out all the other Yisraelim in the Chatzar? Like we saw in the beginning of the Siman, really the dwelling of the Goy is not considered a Dira at all. So Yisraelim should not be living with him. And therefore, when one Jew goes ahead and does chiras rishus from him, choseres diraso lichoshev kedir shel behema. So his dira goes back to be considering not a deer, of a behema, like a corral of an animal. Vishuv ein oser al achirim, and no longer asks on the others. So says the Chazon Ish, really be'etzen, the deer of the guy is not considered a deer. It's like the deer of a behema. But Chazal made it like a deer in order to get the Jews to do the things they have to do to stay away from him and do the Sriras Rishus. So once that's done, so that din of the Rabbanim falls away, it becomes like the deer of a behema, and the deer of a behema does not aser on everyone, and therefore everyone will be allowed to make use of the Erev. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sif Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.